I'm visiting with May Farlinger, who is the Vice President for Customer and Community Engagement for Alliant Energy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And we're visiting out here at the Fairway site for a new solar field. So first of all, let's talk a little bit. Alliant Energy has made some commitments to be sustainable, carbon-free by 2050?
By 2050, that's right. We have a clean energy blueprint, which is really our journey on this transition to cleaner, more renewable resources for our customers. So we've established some goals for ourselves. By 2030, we have a 50% reduction goal. By 2040, we're going to eliminate all coal from our generating fleet. And then by 2050, the aspirational goal is to eliminate all carbon dioxide emissions from the electricity that we generate.
You don't have that many coal plants left anymore. Natural gas, you do.
We do. We do have a couple of coal plants still. We had one down in Burlington that was transitioned to natural gas here recently in the last year. We have a Lansing facility that is no longer burning coal, but we have a couple other coal facilities. But we do have natural gas. We have wind. We're establishing solar assets in the state of Iowa. So the name of the game is really about diversification, making sure that the days that the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine, we have energy for our customers.
So I know some of the things that you've done in the past. We've had some community participation with Alliant. I think, Perry, you had a field down there. This is one of the first ones you've said for commercial. I mean, actually working with a business.
That's right.
Private landowner.
Yes, and these projects are really exciting for our customers who have renewable energy goals. This is an effort to help them meet their goals by placing renewable sources on their land. So it's great to be working with Fairway. We're excited to help them meet the goals that they have.
Now, we know they've always been one of those companies that's been very sustainable, and Alliant worked with them a long time on a lot of different stores. Actually, they got a lot of stores in your service area.
They sure
all
do.
Over.
They
all
do. You know, we serve customers in 83 out of the 99 counties in Iowa, so stores like Fairway are in many of our communities that we serve. So we're excited to just continue the partnership that we have with them already today in the service that we provide, along with adding new offerings that they can really take advantage of to meet their renewable goals.
I know that one of the things a lot of people will think about, well, most people will probably just suspect this is just going to be for Fairway, the power will go to Fairway. It's not. This is going to be one of your generating facilities.
That's right. This will be a small generator. It's 1 megawatt. It will serve about 160 homes. The power will feed right into the distribution system, so all of our customers will get the renewable attributes of the power that's being generated here. Fairway will receive lease payments because we're leasing the land that these assets are being placed on.
So their benefit is that, and part of the trade out, again, on the carbon reduction, because it's all about that.
That's right. That's right.
So tell me a little bit about some of the things that have done. So we are diversifying, and you do have, we don't have a battery location here, but you do have battery locations, storage in other locations.
We do. Battery storage is definitely a technology that we see being a part of that diverse energy mix in the future. We have a handful of batteries across the state of Iowa. They're all serving different purposes. We're learning from those batteries so we can really better understand how we integrate that technology into the system to benefit Iowans in the years to come.
Now, I know some people are going to say, well, it's taken a long time, because we've talked about having this for a while. It takes a little while for everything to come together.
It sure does, you know, and it's a lot of partnerships. It's making sure that landowners are comfortable with what's happening, what businesses are comfortable and ready to, you know, sign at the dotted line in the case of Fairway. It's working with county supervisors and elected officials. And so working through all of those items sometimes can take time. And then we're not immune to the supply chain issues that the country has experienced since the days of the pandemic. And so acquiring some of the equipment that's been needed for these projects has taken a little bit longer than expected because of those supply chain constraints.
So tell me a little bit about what people will see if they drive by here for the construction. Your contractor or the company you're working with, what, Sunvest?
Sunvest Solar, yep. People can anticipate kind of pilings going into the ground, those solar panels getting erected. There's going to be 2,000 panels here, and so it'll be a field of panels that'll be really fun to see.
Okay, and do we have time frames? Kind of thing? Do you have a guess? Weather permit?
You know, that's
probably
a great question.
Probably later this year.
Yes, I think so. I'm not as close to the project schedule, but the team can definitely answer that question.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can work on that.
Yeah, but, perfect.
Now, talk a little bit about, because you did mention you do some wind, and we do have, of course, wind generation going on here in Boone County. Some of it's with Mid-America, and then we have the Great Pathfinder Wind Farm that just went in. But Apex, who built that, you've worked with them in the past as well, I think in northern Iowa.
I believe we have. Yeah. We have 1,300 megawatts of wind across the state of Iowa. We're really proud of that wind. It powers about 500,000 homes. The wind resources in Iowa are fantastic. And so I think you'll continue to see utilities and others be interested in investing in that technology.
But it's all about diversifying, making sure you have a well-rounded generation, because people, when they flip the switch, they want power.
They absolutely do. Every customer I talk to says that being reliable is the most important priority for Alliant Energy. And so that diversified energy mix is going to make sure that those lights turn on every time somebody flips that switch.
All right. Well, I do know this is one of those big projects. You did say that there's hopefully going to be more working with private, and this is an ongoing challenge. You have to find people, you have to find the space, and be able to make it fit into the system.
That's exactly right. We have a lot of interest in this program. Customers that have renewable goals, those that want to demonstrate their commitment to sustainability. And so we're excited to be working with customers across the state of Iowa. This is one of many projects that we'll do in the future.
And just so people understand, power from this goes in the grid. Explain the grid. The grid in real layman's terms, if you can.
Yeah, so if we think about the distribution system, back in the day, we would generate power at big power plants, and it would all get pushed out to the consumer. It was a one-way flow of energy. We're now seeing a two-way flow of energy as we have renewable resources that are producing and being consumed at different times of the day. It's really a dynamic infrastructure that we continue to invest in that will accommodate things like solar and battery storage, and we'll continue to be able to use the wind power, the gas power, the coal power that we're producing in Iowa today.
Goes everywhere. Once it gets
does.
In the grid, it goes everywhere.
Absolutely, it
Wherever
does.
Wherever the demand is. Thanks for visiting with us, May. Again, I'll have you run through your title for us again.
Absolutely. Vice President of Customer and Community Engagement at Alliant Energy.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for visiting with us. I'm going to visit with Garrett Picklap. Garrett Fairway, a partner with Alliant, and this is a solar project. This is, a lot of people are going, why?
Yeah, it's really cool to think about what is today a field that sits next to our distribution center will in several months transform to a field containing 2,000 panels with 1 megawatt in energy being produced to energize enough for 160 homes on the grid in Boone. It's cool to be a part of projects like that.
And you know, one thing that you talked about it when you were welcoming everybody here, but Fairway has a sustainable persona. You guys have, that's been one of the key things of the operation since it started, was being sustainable and environmentally friendly.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Thank you. We used to build tunnels under our stores with compressors in order to reclaim the heat being produced to heat and cool our stores, so we didn't have to run a natural gas line to our stores. And we've been doing that for decades and decades and decades. Take that with all of the recyclable efforts we do, cardboard and plastic and oil. Take that with the Build With Bag programs that we now partner with state associations with. And I appreciate your comments, but we're looking for the right ways to do business in an environmentally friendly way.
And this is one of those, a perfect opportunity. Obviously, Fairway owns the land. You'll be leasing it. You'll get a return on it.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is it's going to be also a carbon reduction.
You're exactly right. This is a win-win-win. It's a win for Boone residents and area residents. It's a win for Alliant. It's a win for the environment. It's a win for Fairway. Super proud to be a part of the project.
Okay. Took a little while, didn't it?
It did take a while.
It did.
Yeah, you heard me when I was visiting and welcoming folks. We've been asking over the last year, can we announce, when do we dig, when's it done, and now we're finally here.
So finally going to break some ground, and people will be able to come by and see the construction going on. Watch for traffic and trucks. That's construction zone here.
That's right. Yeah, within the next 30 days, you should see some heavy equipment getting on site, and then dirt getting moved and panels going out.
It'll be exciting to watch, won't it?
Yes, it will.
So does Fairway have locations elsewhere where you might? No, I know. That's what Alliant would like to do, is find other partners to do similar things. I know they did a community one with Perry, but this is the first business-oriented one they've had a relationship with.
Yeah, that's right. First one of this size under this program. We've, just in the last year, we put solar panels next to our store in Ottumwa. So we're exploring efforts like that at retail, too. But first one of this size under this program with Alliant. And under the program, first one in the state of Iowa. You heard Alliant say that too, which is great.
We're looking forward to it. Again, that'll be coming up. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Good to see you.